Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to 2020, guys. This is very exciting. And this episode, I'm talking about how we can ditch the dieting mentality and plan your healthiest year yet. So what I'm going to be doing, this is going to be in two parts. I'm going to be talking a little bit about how we can shift our mindset away from this more toxic kind of all or nothing dieting mentality, and then giving you a three-part process to help you plan your healthiest year step by step, so that you're not just like, oh, I'm ditching dieting, but I'm also not seeing any results and not getting anywhere, which is often how women feel, I think. They think, I don't want to diet, but I also want to feel better. I also want to hit my goals. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But I hope you had a fun holiday and new year. This podcast took a break for a couple of weeks because it was Christmas and it's also my birthday and it's the new year. So I want to just take a couple of weeks off, but I'm so excited for this year ahead. We had a really fun time. We basically were traveling all across the country in the Lake District and then in London and then in Cambridge and then back home. A couple of, you know, dramas, our boiler broke. So if you hear noise in the background of this episode, it's because as we speak, we're getting a new boiler replaced, which is exciting. So I'll have hot water and a warm home, which is fun. Although it has been fun not having any heating and no hot water. It's felt a bit like camping in my own house, just like glamping. I've been imagining what that is. And to be fair, we have underfloor heating and borrowed some radiators, plug-in radiators. So it's actually not been too bad. But it has felt kind of fun. But yeah, if you hear background noises, that is what's going on. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to let you know two exciting things. Number one is I'm running another challenge at the end of this month. So it's going to be the Beat the Bloat Challenge, and it starts on the 27th of January. But for those of you that haven't done the challenge, make sure you sign up. The link will be in my show notes. It's all over my website. Just go to keziahall.com or supernaturallyhealthy.org. All take you to the same place. You'll see the banner pop up. You'll see it in the menu tab of joining the challenge. So make sure you join it. And if you've done this challenge before, I invite you and encourage you to do it again, because I'm going to do some things a little bit differently. I'm going to have a pre-challenge warm-up. So before we start the challenge on the 27th, for the kind of 5 days leading up to that, I'm going to also be hopping on to do free videos talking about various different things that we can do in terms of how to set yourself up for the year, setting yourself up for success, planning the year, morning routines, lots of extra kind of bonus content and teaching for you, plus the actual main challenge itself. So if you're looking for some added accountability, some help, some support, feeling like you need a bit of a kick up the bum and some guidance with thousands of other women, because there will be thousands of other women doing this, then join me in this challenge. It's so much fun. I basically become your online holistic nutritionist over 5 days, answer your questions. I give you meal plan, recipes. We have a big workshop. We just have fun. It's honestly really fun. I love doing these challenges and people get results. So I always get emails and messages from people being like, Kezia, I did your Beat the Bloat Challenge last year and I'm still less bloated. I'm still feeling the benefit of it. And that kickstarted this whole transformational journey for me. And I get that all the time. So do make sure you join me in the challenge, whether you've done it before or whether you're brand new. I would love to see you in there. Also, thank you for those of you that have left a review. I think it must have taken time for things to come up, but my review of the week was left by CRISGM. Those dots in between. So what I'm going to do as of this year, for every review, every five reviews, new reviews that I get, I'm going to send one of those people a parcel in the post. So if you are the person that left, if I read your review out on the podcast, then I'm going to send you a parcel. So this is by CRISGM with the dots in between, that said, just discovered this podcast and it's been so inspiring. I have IBS and PCOS and I feel so related to everything you said here. Big fan. Thank you so much. So if that's you, if you left that review, head over to Facebook or Instagram and just message me and be like, hey, that was me leaving that review. And every time I read out a review and every review that comes up, not every review, every one of five reviews that comes up, I'm going to send out a little parcel. So if you listen to this on iTunes, just look for The Good Goddess Show, click ratings and review, and there's a little button there that says write a review. Okay. Otherwise, let's get on with today's show. So how do you ditch the toxic, problematic dieting mentality of all or nothing and good and bad foods? How do you completely kind of dispose of that unhelpful approach to your body, to life, to eating, to health, yet also still plan your healthiest year where you actually make really good progress with whatever your goals are within your health, within how you feel? Because I find often people feel a bit confused. A lot of the women I work with, they know that dieting is toxic. They've been to the dieting clubs. They've been to several of them. They've tried different programs that have worked for 30 days or 3 months, and then they end up back at square one, not really seeing the progress they wanted to make. But they don't know how, but equally they want to see results, you know? So the allure of these new dieting things, you know, I got a leaflet through the other day from my local dieting club, and it is very alluring, like the testimonials and the idea of being in a community and the accountability of it all can feel really alluring. And if you don't feel like you have any plan for feeling the way you want to feel and hitting the goals or losing the weight or sorting out your PCOS or improving your fertility or getting your energy back after periods of chronic fatigue, then you probably are going to go with the dieting because it looks really kind of appealing and you don't have to think about it. And it's a plan. It's an external plan made for you that you can just follow, and the promise is that you see results, although many of us know that's not often what happens. So how can you do both? How can you have a healthy relationship to food, but also have a clear plan of action that is going to help you in this year to see the results you want to see and help you to plan the year? So that's what I'm talking about today. It's going to talk about in two parts. I'm going to talk about how, and just do a quick kind of reminder, I've talked about this quite a lot, but of how we can shift our mindset and leave this kind of dieting mentality behind. And then part two is I'm going to share with you a kind of a three-part process that you can sit down with a pen and paper or a computer or a tablet, whatever you want, and plan your year ahead. So I encourage you to take the framework I share with you in part two and actually do a plan for the next 3 months. And then every 3 months, so every season, every quarter, whatever you want to call it, you can take out these three questions, this three-part process, and do it again. And that if you keep on doing this, by the end of the year, I guarantee that you will feel better, that you will feel the way you want to feel. You'll have made progress. You'll have pushed through those goals. You'll have seen breakthroughs in your health. You'll have gotten a flatter belly, beaten the bloat. You might have ditched IBS like me. You might have gotten your period back after years. You know, I've had clients who've not had their periods for years, and then they send me emails and they're like, I got my period. I'm so excited. I love getting emails like that. I also get a lot of emails from clients if they've had like a normal poo, if they're working with me after chronic diarrhea, or I've got some clients at the moment that are maybe, you know, constipated for like 7 or 10 days, and then they start having a poo every day, and they're like, oh my gosh, Kezia, I have no one else to tell but you. I become the poo and period lady. That's basically the gist of what I do and other things. So this is going to be really helpful. You might want to listen to this again, maybe listen to this one time through and then go through it again with a pen and paper. But if you want to feel better this year in 2020, then you've got to take action. We know that, but you want to take the right kind of action, one that is going to help you to create this lifestyle shift. Because that's, but in terms of looking at the dieting mentality, the biggest problem with that is it's rarely not the nutritional advice that they give, although I wouldn't say I particularly agree with a lot of dieting clubs specifically are quite low fat, whatever. But they're not horrendous. It's not like telling you to just eat potatoes for 2 months, which apparently there is a potato fast out there. Guys, please, please don't do that. Please don't just eat potatoes for 2 weeks, for 2 months. Oh my goodness. So I've lost my trail of thought. Just the idea of someone just being like, oh, this is a great nutritional strategy. Let's just eat potatoes. Of all the vegetables grown in the ground, potatoes is not one that you'd want to eat consistently. It's worth saying, actually, complete side note, with a lot of nutritional things, the wackier the ones that you hear about, you'll always hear stories about someone that was like, well, I did the potato fast, Kezia, for 2 months and my blood pressure went down, I lost weight, my cholesterol improved. That I totally believe that happens, but it has more to do with what you don't eat than what you are eating often. And it's the same if people go paleo, or if they go vegan, or if they go suddenly go vegetarian, or whatever it is, like whatever dietary label. It's often more to do with what they've stopped eating rather than what they've started eating, if that makes sense. They've stopped inflammatory meat. They've stopped inflammatory dairy. They've stopped inflammatory grains. And that is, it's not necessarily the label, if that makes sense. Just to put it out there, it's a research, I can't remember his name, that kind of emphasizes this idea when we look at the data. And that's the problem with a lot of nutritional science and a lot of nutritional research, is that there's assumptions made in these kind of experiments, randomized controlled trials, or even kind of your big meta-analysis. Anyway, of these different things that would assume it's because of the new dietary intervention taken on board, when doesn't always take into consideration what they've left behind or what they've stopped eating. Anyway, complete side note, but helpful. There you go. You're welcome. Okay, so let's talk about ditching the diet. A really key factor is your mindset, and it's, because again, it's not necessarily the nutritional approach of the diet, because this might be you. It might not be like Weight Watchers that you do, but maybe you're like a Whole 30 kind of person. You just do a Whole 30 every couple of months, but it doesn't really stick. And then you just go, oh, I'll just do a Whole 30 again. Or this might be with gluten-free or dairy-free, or this might be whatever it is. It's actually more about your approach. And so if you want to ditch this dieting mentality, you've got to think and accept and wrestle with the fact that you actually need to make lifestyle changes. So ditching grains or meat or whatever, fill in the blank, for 30 days is great. And I often get clients to do that. But if you don't make that into a lifestyle shift, it just becomes this kind of repetitive sort of formula that's not necessarily doing you any good. So the main thing of ditching the dieting mentality is actually looking at your beliefs and your thoughts about the food you eat, and what are you looking for? So if you're looking for quick fixes, if you're looking for someone else to take responsibility, because that's another thing with dieting, it's, you know, you're like, oh, look, I'm doing this 30-day thing, or I've joined this club, or it's their responsibility to help me to lose weight. This diet is the answer. And actually ditching the dieting mentality and moving more towards intuitive eating and healing eating and eating that is suitable for your body, your genetics, your lifestyle, your health issues, which is what I do as a holistic nutritionist with all my clients, that is harder. It's much easier just to like search the internet, be like, oh, great, I'm going to be a ketotarian, meaning you're a vegetarian, high fat eater. I'm just going to follow exactly this meal plan and do exactly, and not listen to my body. I'm not going to listen to what works for me. I'm not going to take the time to really get to know what works for me. I'm just going to kind of slightly abdicate responsibility and just look for this book. Oh, I've got this dieting book. Oh, the South Beach diet. Oh, great. Oh, this detox book. Oh, great. Oh, the Blue Zones book. Oh, great. Oh, this vegan book. Oh, the body ecology book. This detox, whatever it is. Whereas shifting from a diet mentality, and what I would say is a health, what you often I work with clients to shift towards from dieting is more of an intuitive eating approach. That does take a little bit more work, and it takes shifting your mindset. And the first place that you begin with that is just an awareness. Are you, and the things that come up the most are looking for quick fixes. So there's a bit of an acceptance, to be honest. And that's why this is unfashionable. That's why people much prefer to just join a dieting club or buy a dieting book, is because actually when you ditch the dieting mentality and look at healing your body and intuitive eating, there needs to be a level of, okay, I'm accepting that actually there's something in my whole life that needs to shift. This is a lifestyle shift. This isn't something that is going to change overnight. There maybe isn't a quick fix for this, meaning, you know, the 7-day detox maybe isn't going to completely remove your acne. It might help a lot, but it's not going to completely shift it. So that is the first step of really helping with your shifting with your mindset, is first the awareness, being aware of the different thoughts going on and what are the things that are coming up for you, and being willing then to listen to your body. And that, you know, you might be a little bit peeved about that. I was for ages. I was like, oh, I just want someone to tell me what to do. So I will link in the show notes to the episode I did on intuitive eating, because that would be a great one to listen to in terms of diving deeper in this. But in terms of part two, so then if you are like, okay, Kezia, this year I am committed to shifting and kind of moving away from this dieting mentality, but how do I still see results and still actually kind of plan and have a healthy year and beat the bloat, ditch the IBS, lose weight, have the energy, sleep better, have a healthy menopause, make a healthy baby? Like, how do I actually do that without kind of, I don't know, because often the opposite of ditch, like often it feels like if you're ditching the dieting mentality and intuitive eating just feels like this free reign where you're like, just do whatever you want. And actually that can feel quite frightening. And I'm a big believer of a plan. Look, I'm a holistic nutritionist. Part of what I do is with my clients is I spend like an hour and a half, 2 hours with them, asking them tons of questions, getting their health history, their medications, all their test results, and making a plan for them to follow. And yet, tweaks and changes, that's kind of why I work with people over 4 months. But having a plan is really important. If you don't have, if this year you're sitting listening to this thinking, oh, I really would like to, let's just go with lose weight because it's just a very tangible example. I really would like to lose 2 stone because it's affecting my knees and my joints and I feel like it's affecting my health. This isn't maybe a healthy weight for me at the moment. Then if you don't have a plan for that, it's not going to happen. You're not just suddenly going to wake up one day and be like, oh my gosh, I've just lost 0.5 stone. No, you need a plan to actually do it. And it can be as strict or as chilled a plan as you like, but you need some sort of structure in there. So how do you make a plan for the year? Well, the first step of this 3-part process is making good goals. So what I mean by this is, let's take the weight loss example. People often like, I want to lose 2 stone. That might not be a good goal actually for you, because if you just think about what my goals, well, I want to be somewhere, I want to fit into my old jeans that I had when I was 12. You'd be surprised how many clients say to me, I just want to be the same size I was when I was like 20. And I'm like, but you're 45. You're not, why do you want to fit into the jeans you had when you were 20? You're a completely different person. That was 25 years ago. So what I mean by good goal is, first, I talked about this in the last couple of episodes, but the first thing you want to think about for this year, before you plan any big tangible goals, is how do I want to feel in 2020? So really think about this year, how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel, so say weight loss is a great example, and this is often where people don't do this. So how do you want to feel? So if you're in your head thinking, I want to lose 3 stone, there'll be a reason for you wanting to lose that, because you think you're going to feel a certain way, do a certain thing, that life will be a certain way. So what are you thinking life will be like when you get to that place? Are you thinking you'll feel more confident, more energized, stronger, healthier? Are you thinking you'll feel lighter, brighter? Are you thinking you'll feel beautiful, more abundant, more wealthy? Like, how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel in flow? Do you want to feel more purposeful, more hopeful, more joyful, more caring, more kind, more active, strong? How do you want to feel? And what I recommend you do is write out all of the different feelings and then pick your top kind of 3 or 4. So just write everything that you want to feel more of. You want to feel stronger. You want to feel more confident. You want to feel happier. You want to feel more joyful. You want to feel more peaceful. You want to feel more rested. You want to feel more energized. You want to feel more organized. You want to feel more calm. You want to feel more excited. You want to feel whatever it is. And then from that place, write all of them down. Write them all down on a notebook. And then pick, okay, what are the ones that really resonate? If you just look at them, what ones are you like, I really want to feel more of this? And your top ones might be confident, strong, organized, and calm. Those might be your top ones, for example. Then you make goals based on what is going to help you to feel more of those things. So what's going to help you to feel more hopeful? No, sorry. What's going to help you feel stronger? What goal, what practical action can you take throughout the year that's going to help you to feel calmer? What practical actions are you going to take throughout the year for you to feel more energized? What things in your life can you do to help you feel more confident? And then you make your goals. So with energized, you might think, oh, you know what? I don't move my body at all. I really could do with just some sort of movement in the day. Okay, actually, I'm going to park further away from my office so that I get like a 5-minute, 10-minute walk in before before I get to work. You, with feeling more calm, you might be like, oh, I've been meaning to meditate, but I'm going to try and meditate twice a week. I've tried last year. I tried to do every day and that didn't work. So I'm just going to try and do twice a week. And that's what I'm going to focus on. With feeling more strong, you might think, you know what? I really enjoy yoga or Pilates or whatever it is. Fill in the blank. I'm going to try and do that. Like, I want to do that this year. You know, work, create your goals from that place. So your goal might be, actually you want to feel stronger this year. Instead of losing 3 stone, which is not always a helpful goal to have. It's not this bad. I help clients lose weight all the time, but it's not often a great primary goal. It's more, a weight loss is best done when it's almost like this, it just happens by accident. And it will, if you can heal your body, your body will find its ideal weight 100%. But it's not often a great primary goal, but feeling stronger and more confident and energized are great goals. And you can think, well, I really want to feel stronger. And actually, when I eat loads of sugar, I feel kind of weak and a bit grumpy, and it doesn't make me feel strong. It actually makes me feel a bit weird. And if I have too much coffee, I'm a bit wired and not that great. Now, these are just examples. Your body will tell you. And so then you make these more specific goals based on what you actually, you know, based on that are good goals, not just like random, I'm going to run a 10K. Why? Why do you want to run a 10K? What's the point? The point is that you think it's going to make you feel a certain way, and that's what you want to focus on. Okay, so that's part one. Part two is think about 1 to 3 things that you're going to focus on in a kind of 3-month period. You can do more than this, but I actually would recommend you keep it pretty small to begin with. So I like to work in seasons. I like to work with the seasons. So at the moment in my head, it's winter, and that in my head runs from January to March. So if you're in business, it's kind of like the quarters, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. But I like to think about them as seasons because it feels nicer. So in a particular set of time, within a season, think about the 1 to 3 things. You can do more if you feel capable, but I would not do more than 5 that are going to help you to reach these goals. So for example, we've talked about before about feeling more calm. So it might be that you think, okay, in January, February, March, I'm going to really focus on meditating twice a week in January. Then in February, I'm going to try and do it 3 times a week. And then in March, I'm going to still do it 3 times a week, but one of those sessions is going to be a 30-minute session. And then you write that out. There you go. You have a clear plan. Put it in your diary. You can then take action. You can download the app. You can do whatever. With feeling stronger, you might think, okay, I know that sugar makes me feel ultimately weak. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help my body to look strong. Okay, right. In January, I'm going to stop eating all the refined sugars. I'm going to stop putting sugar in my tea. I'm going to stop eating the mince pies, the leftover Christmas chocolate. That is my focus for January. Okay, in February, I'm going to take that up a notch and I am going to limit my fruit to 2 portions a day. And I'm only consume natural sweeteners. And in March, I'm going to do whatever, a proper sugar detox. And you can see how then, based on your good goals and on how you feel, you can actually start to action this out. So pick 1 to 3 things based on how you want to feel. So for me, I want to feel, I'm just trying to remember because I literally did this the other day. I want to feel more in flow and I want to feel calmer. So for me, meditation this quarter is a focus. I don't always do it every day, but I want to try and do it for about 5 days a week of meditation and really incorporate that, even if it's just for 5 minutes. But I also want to do some longer meditations of more like 30 minutes a couple of times a week as well, because I really think that would help my nervous system. So that is one of my goals. So instead of thinking all year I need to do this, focus on just the next couple of months. What can you do? What 1 to 3 things can you focus on? So for you, it might be, I want to feel stronger. So you want to ditch sugar. You also want to feel calmer. So maybe, and often a lot of these can, there can be kind of cross-pollination. So you might want to feel calmer and you love yoga. And so you think, oh, well, yoga would actually help me feel stronger and probably more confident, and it will help me feel calmer. So I'm going to try and go to yoga class once a week. Actually, I keep on saying try. Try is a rubbish word. I will go to yoga. I commit to going to yoga once a week. For me, I love yoga. So this season, I'm committing to going to yoga twice a month. That's what's realistic for me at the moment. But twice a month, it's not realistic for me to go every week, just with life, schedule, work, babies, whatever. But it is realistic for me to go twice a month. So that is what I'm focused on. So a lot of these can kind of overlap. So with the feelings and with the goals that we had before of feeling more confident, strong, energized, and calm, it might be that your focus this season is on sugar. It might be on adding in more yoga. And there might be another thing in there that you know really gives you more energy. Maybe you know coffee doesn't do you any good. Maybe you feel like you need to eat more protein and fat for breakfast. I mean, if you're stuck on goals and things to do in this season, I highly recommend doing that. Eating more fat and protein for your breakfast, more than you think you should, having that for breakfast will really help you to feel better. FYI, it's the first thing I do with clients. I literally just had a client email me yesterday being like, oh my goodness, I feel so much better, so much more energy, I feel less grumpy. I'm like, yep. And what that means is you might have a smoothie with some collagen powder and shove some olive oil in there. You might put some nut butter in. You might have walnuts and nut butter and desiccated coconut in your porridge, adding more healthy fats and proteins. Okay, so that is step number two. So I would write this out. So at the top of the paper, write out all the different things you want to feel, then highlight your top three or four feelings that you want to feel more of in 2020, and then write out a bunch of goals. You might have like 3 goals, you might have like 15 goals, whatever works. And then below that, think, okay, we're in winter or quarter one or the next 3 months, however you want to call it, and then write some goals based. Pick some of the goals, that you're going to focus on from 1 to 3. I'd say a maximum of 5, but I really think it's just not possible to do. You don't want to say, I'm going to run for a 10K, I'm going to ditch sugar, I'm going to ditch gluten, I'm going to ditch dairy, I'm going to ditch grains, I'm going to start meditating, I'm going to do ice water baths, I'm going to do a thyroid test, I'm going to start working with Kezia, blah, 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 blah. No, literally pick 1 to 3 things. And then the third thing is at the bottom of the page. So you've written out your goals, your good goals, you've kind of picked your focuses for the next couple of months. The third thing is think about, what do you need? What help do you need to make this happen? So what support do you need? Now that might be going, you know what? I feel really overwhelmed and lost and confused, and I've tried to do this on my own. I need some help, Kezia. In which case, come book a call with me. Let's chat about working together. I would love to help you. This is what I do for a living, and my clients see amazing results. I'm not going to lie. I'm always getting emails from clients saying, what was the one I got yesterday? It was a client working with me with some really uncomfortable psoriasis, low energy, low mood, depression, anxiety, those kinds of things. And literally within 3 weeks of just making some of the changes I've made, they were like, I am feeling really good. And this was over the Christmas period. So they weren't doing everything perfectly, but just with those few shifts, they were like, my energy is improved, my mood is improved. They were genuinely surprised. They were like, I actually feel better just within a couple of weeks. And I was like, yep, this is what I do. Or another client before Christmas was just amazed that how stable their mood had become from moving from a place of a more of a kind of mental breakdown, along with some bowel issues and constant diarrhea. They were just like, my mood feels so much better, and I'm just going to the toilet once a day. Like, honestly, they were amazed. So I would love to help you. I have added in a bit more childcare this year, so I have more space for clients. So if you head to keziahall.com, KEZIA, and then hall, HALL.com, and the Work With Me page, that has the two options of working with me. You can work with me in a group, you can work with me privately. And then you can book a call with me if you don't know what's going to work for you. Book in a call. We can chat about what's going to work for you. No pressure. But you might be like, no, Kezia, I'm not ready to work with you. But you will need other help. I can assure you. Maybe you need someone who's going to look after your kids to do yoga. So I had to text my mum yesterday to be like, I know there's a yoga class around the corner from me, but it's on a Friday morning for an hour and a half. And I was like, is there any chance, mom, that you have any Fridays available this month where you could take 2 hours to look after Merlin so I could go to a yoga class? Because I need help in order to get to a yoga class. It's not just going to happen. I work most evenings. I need to do it in the daytime, and then I'm going to need childcare. But maybe you need help with doing the housework. Maybe you want to feel more organized and you need to get a cleaner, or you need to outsource more things to your partner and make, you know, the household chores more equal and shared. Maybe you need to get more accountability. Maybe you need to join me in Nourish, my group coaching program, which is an amazing place for accountability. Actually, working with me in any way, often I think we underrate how important accountability is for helping see our results. Often when I chat to clients at the end of working with them for 4 months, whether they've worked with me one-to-one or in my group program, they often say the best thing was the ongoing accountability. You know, if you work with me just privately, I'm emailing you every week. In the group, you have 24/7 access to the group for ongoing accountability, but you need some level. Maybe you want to start running or yoga, so maybe you need to get a friend to come and do it with you. Maybe you need to start doing one of these delivery box things that you're making homemade food, but basically write out a list, brain dump all the different things, all the different ways that you could get help. Because generally, women are rubbish at asking for help. We think we can do it all. We try to do it all. We think we should be superwomen. But ultimately, if you want to hit your goals this year, if you want to feel the way you want to feel, you're going to need help in some way. Maybe you have a really toxic relationship with food and actually you're thinking, I think I need to go to get some therapy about this. Maybe you're really, really anxious and you need to, again, get some professional help. Maybe you need to run some tests. I'm always running tests on my clients, thyroid tests, hair mineral tests, urine tests, to check their vitamin status levels. And they often can they'll often take those to the doctors with them in order to get the diagnoses they need, especially around thyroid health. So what help do you need? Write out all the things. And again, then take a different color pen or at the bottom, just write the 1 to 2 ways in the coming months that you're going to ask for help. So you might be really focusing on getting your partner to help more with dinner because dinner time stresses you out. Or you're going to get one of those meal box, you know, like HelloFresh or Mindful Chef. Mindful Chef, I'd say, is probably better than HelloFresh. Not that I've tried them, but in terms of the menus offered. You're going to get a box offered and then you're going to try and book in a babysitter, or you are going to meet a friend for a lunch time walk at work. You and a colleague, you're going to do it together. Those could be the two ways you're getting help. So this might not be huge. It might not be working with me and booking a call, although if that is, book a call with me, no pressure. I'd love to chat with you. I actually just love chatting to people in real life. It's so fun. But get help. Think about what help do you need? What do you need in order to reach those goals? Because I can guarantee you, you're going to need some sort of help. So you've got to plan it in. Don't try and do it all yourself. Get some help. Okay. Right. So that is your 3-part process to planning in your new year. So what I would do, and what I have done, is I just do this on a big bit of paper and brainstorm it all out. And then I type it up off in my computer to make it a little bit more organized. And then you can print it off, put it somewhere so that you have a clear focus, that you're not getting distracted by every Facebook ad or every Instagram person that you follow that's saying, I'm doing a juice cleanse, I'm being vegan, I'm being paleo, I'm being this. No, you have a plan where you say, no, actually, this month I'm focusing on sugar. This month I'm focusing on yoga. This month I'm focusing on meditation. You have a clear focus and plan, because when you have a clear plan and a clear focus, you'll get results. That's just the way it works. Okay. So if you have any questions about this, do let me know. If you want me to help you this year, head over to keziahall.com, press the work with me page, book in a call, look at the different options, check out the pricings. It's all on there. And then I'd love to work with you. Otherwise, make sure you join me in the challenge that I'm running at the end of the month. It's going to be a lot of fun. And make sure you leave a review if you haven't left a review yet in order to win. So have an amazing day. Take some time to do this. Put a time in your diary, half an hour, 45 minutes max, to do this process. And you will be so thankful that you did. And I would really recommend doing this every quarter. So every season, every quarter, every 3 months. Whatever regularity you want, do it regularly. It really, really helps. Okay, have an amazing day. Eat like you love yourself. Know that every meal, every snack is an opportunity for you to love, nourish, and heal yourself, okay? And I'll see you next week.